I'm going to get a chance to introduce the speaker for the week or the weekend. Yes, you can go down. So we're really blessed. Seth Meeks is going to be our speaker. Seth comes to us as of, was it a year ago, Seth? A year ago, May. Came to Fort Wilderness, was previously at Open Door Bible Church in Port Washington. I heard a Port Washington over somewhere, right there, okay. Comes from Port Washington. They get the Profile in Courage Award. They are a family of seven. As you pulled into the parking lot, you saw kind of a dilapidated old house, the Hogan, which is right next to the inn. Their family of seven lived in that Hogan for over a year. So that's the battle pay that they went through as they got their house ready. So his brother Nate is here, and he'd like to, and he has replaced Seth as the adult and family youth pastor at Open Door, and like to say that he's doing a much better job than when his brother was there. So I don't know if their loss is our gain or whatever, but you'll get to be the judge. Actually, I will say this about Seth. Seth has a great passion and conviction for God's word and a great passion and conviction for young people and ministry, and he's in charge of our student ministries here at Fort. And so you'll get a chance to hear from him, and I just know that he will be opening up God's word in a way that will make it very attractive and exciting, because you're never going to be bored when you listen to Seth. So come on up, Seth, and I'll pray for you in your time here. Let's pray for Seth and his teaching. Father God, we are so thankful that you brought Seth to the North Woods to minister here, to equip people, to just share your word. And may your Holy Spirit just work through him over the next couple of days as he speaks your truth, and just that it would be received in a way that would just speak to the needs of the campers that are here and just minister their souls. We pray for rest and relaxation and just a renewal in the word that you would share with them. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
So I'm going to give you guys a little bit of direction where we're going. I'm thrilled my brother Nathan and I have a good relationship, because statements like that divide families. Look at that. I'm secondly thrilled that he got my name correct, because he'd be the second executive director out the door, right? So I got an announcement for you before I share where I'm going. This is going to be fantastic news for some of you. It's going to be terrible news for some of you. Get ready. Summer is over. Real quick, how many is that fantastic news? Let's move on to the fall. How many guys is this is sad? All right, so I figured that. I realized that this weekend for you guys is probably your last hurrah. And I'm willing to bet you, we have, my wife and I, Anya, have five kids, so we know this. We're already being bombarded with decisions for the fall. Anybody recognize that one? Okay, so we're being bombarded. And I wrote down, a couple weeks ago, I wrote down what my desires for the fall are. See if this matches yours. I want happiness. I want freedom. I want rest. I want memorable experiences. I want to impact lives. I want more money. I want more exercise. I want more for my kids. I like a new car, and I like my house remodel done. Does it sound overly ambitious? It sounds like the American dream, doesn't it? Yes, no? All right. What's particularly tough is that it's the American dream, and it's always changing, and it's never satisfying. So our time with each other, I want to share with you what God's doing to prepare me and our family for this fall. This is not flashy. This is not rocket science. But I got three areas that I'm going to cover with you guys, okay? We're going to be looking at tools for tough, hard decisions that you have to face as you guys look into the fall in this next year, okay? The first one's this. First session, we're going to cover a question to ask before you guys make those hard decisions. Just a question to ask. The second is a tool to guide your family in those moment-by-moment choices that you all have to make. And the third is a place to focus when life gets hard, because it's going to get hard. Fair enough? So my goal is that our time together is very practical. You guys walk away with some encouragement, some support, some very practical steps on making those hard decisions as you guys face the fact that summer is almost over. But you're at Fort Wilderness, so it's not. Ron, why don't you come on up?